In for Wednesday, the 27th of August 2014, and it is my privilege to start over this meeting in the absence of Mayor Kelly Howlett. And in doing so, I'd like to recognise the traditional owners of the land, the Kariyarra people, their leaders past, present and future, who have contributed and will continue to contribute to the betterment of the town of Port Hedland moving forward. So welcome. Thank you. Okay, item 2, recording attendance and apologies. 2.1, attendances as listed. 2.2, apologies, there are nil. 2.3, approved leave of absence as listed. Item 3, response to previous questions taken on notice. 3.1, questions from public at ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, 23rd July 2014. There were none. 3.2, questions from elected members at ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, 23rd July 2014. 3.2.1, there was Councillor Gillingham as listed, as shown there. Are we satisfied with that, Councillor Gillingham?
Oh, yes, I still find, through the chair, that it is still very quick to sort of get around there, but I guess it's something which the science will probably be, you know, they're marked up there, so.
No worries, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to 3.3, a question from the public at special council meeting held on Wednesday, 30th of July 2014. There was one from Ms. Patricia Mason, 3.3.1, and that was all. So Ms. Mason's not in the audience in the gallery today, so we'll deem that as accepted as listed. 3.4, questions from elected members at special council meeting held on Wednesday, 30th of July 2014, and there were nil then that night. Item 4, public time, just an important notice. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with the minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for recording of your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 20.3 of the Town of Port Hedland local law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meetings unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Item 4.1, public question time. I see that there is public, so I declare the public question time open at 5:33. Are there any public questions? There are nil, so I will declare the public question time closed at the same time. 4.2, public statement time. I will declare public statement time open at 5:34. Are there any public statements? There are none, so I will declare that public statement time is closed at the same time. Moving on to item 5, questions from members without notice. Are there any questions? Councillor DeCash?
Nothing.
Councillor Gillingham?
Nothing, thank you.
Councillor Hunt?
Nothing, Madam Deputy Presiding Chair.
Councillor Taylor?
Yes, please, yes. Deputy Mayor. I note that the Māori Agency Task Force has been meeting for some time now. I was wondering if you can share what the outcomes are from these meetings and what sort of concrete actions are taking place due to the meetings happening.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. I might put that over to the CEO in the absence of the Mayor who does preside over those meetings. So could I have an update on that?
And I'm going to look to my right because I haven't been involved in the last few of those meetings. I'm not sure whether the Director of Community Development, I'm actually unsure as to when the last meeting was held, Councillor Taylor. So
it was on the 18th of July.
Yeah, it was held last month. So unfortunately, Councillor Taylor, if we could take that on notice, the reason why is that I was also, I did not also attend that meeting. So. Are there any other questions?
Yes, please. And it did come up earlier in today's briefing. I'd like to ask if the town, if we can have a letter from the town of Port Hedland to go to the PATS parliamentary inquiry outlining the importance of the patient assisted travel scheme for the community that could be submitted on behalf of the town of Port Hedland, because that service is a critical service to the people in our town.
That's a wonderful recommendation, Councillor Taylor, and I believe
that addressed and submitted.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Is there anything else?
No, thank you.
No worries. Councillor Butson.
Through the chair, no matter.
Yes. None from you? Okay, so I don't have any, so we'll move on to item 6. Declaration by members who have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before the meeting. May I have a show of hands, please? Thank you. Let the record reflect 6-0. Item 7, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 7.1, confirmation of minutes of ordinary meeting of council held on Wednesday, 23rd July 2014. Do I have any points of clarification? No? Do I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Hunt. And a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Butson. Those against? Carried at 6-0. 7.2, confirmation of minutes of special meeting of council held on Wednesday, the 30th of July 2014. Are there any points of clarification?
No points, I moved.
Thanks, Councillor Hunt. Seconded. Councillor Gillingham. Those against? Let the records reflect 6-0 again. Item 8, announcements by presiding member without discussion. Okay, as you can see, the Mayor in her absence has listed a page full of events that she's attended and officiated over. While mine is quite measly in comparison, I did attend the Walga conference with convention with most of the councillors seated at the table tonight. I also attended a PDC meeting which was held last Thursday in Perth, while also attending a very productive workshop on the best practices for elected members, referring to the guide for planning delegations on development applications. And that, I believe you've all received the PowerPoint presentation from that workshop. So that's all that I have to report there. Item 9, reports by elected members without discussions. Councillor De Cash.
Same as you, Madam Deputy Mayor. The main thing I attended was Walga Week, and well done. And it was a good week to attend. That's about all I got, thank you.
Councillor Gillingham?
Yes, thank you. I also attended the West Australian Local Government Association conference in Perth with many of you councillors. Met lots of other councillors from around the state, and it was really good to network with them and see if they still have a lot of problems the same as we have, but also lots of positives. So thank you for the opportunity to attend. And also I was invited to the Esplanade Hotel, their presentations for their up-and-coming Christmas functions. They just wanted to sort of show off what they can do for us in down at Port Hedland. So it's going to be some nice Christmas functions there, I think, in the future. And also the Northwest Festival on the Friday, just gone, Saturday, and the sundown are here down on the grass. And it was a great event. I say congratulations to all those that organised it through both the town of Port Hedland and also the sunset event. So thanks very much.
Here, Councillor Gray. It's wonderful. Councillor Hunt?
Yes, certainly I concur with Councillor Gillingham's sentiments on the Northwest Festival. Absolutely wonderful, amazing. Well done to everyone. I also went to Perth, but deviated from everyone else and went to the Airport Real Estate Conference, which was very interesting to see the potential that could be developed here in Port Hedland in terms of real estate.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Councillor Taylor?
Yes, thank you, Deputy Mayor. Firstly, I'd like to commend staff and councillors. As I've recently been relocating to Perth, I've seen how other city councils operate, and ours council operates professionally and welcomes many, very welcoming in comparison, so I'd just like to pass on that feedback to everybody. And I'd just like to make the following report. It is with some regret that I offer my resignation as a councillor with the Town of Port Hedland at the end of tonight's meeting. I apologise to the town for not serving my full term, but circumstances have prevented me from fulfilling my duties. In my short time on council, I have worked hard to bring professionalism and diligence to the role, and I have learned much, which I am grateful for. It's the people of Port Hedland that make Port Hedland great, and I am so thankful for the opportunity to represent the people of Port Hedland. Council represents a partnership between the organisation that is the local government and the leadership board elected from the community. Leadership by elected members requires foresight and action. It has been disappointing to lose the Gratwick Community Hall and the Pretty Pool Creek intertidal zone to urban development during my tenure. The Council resolution to preserve Gratwick Aquatic Centre for the future allows the town to align its finances and operations with the directives from Council. Failing it to provide proactive leadership at a council level does not serve the town organisation well, as officers look to the council for direction and leadership as they work to serve the community. I have seen in the last 2 years a significant improvement in the operations and management by the town. The appointment of Mal Osborne as CEO has assisted in this. Prior to his commencement, the CEO position was a revolving door. There was large-scale project mismanagement and rates were increasing at over 15%. Since Mal Osborne commenced, there has been stability in leadership, improved accountability and transparency, and rate rises have finally come close to 5%. Being elected to council is an amazing privilege. Our community have chosen us to represent them. We should take that privilege seriously and use our seat at this table to communicate, deliberate and work together to make the best decisions for our town. The agreed team commitments all elected members and executives have made are to the following. Abiding by our agreed values of unity, integrity and quality, identifying above the line and below the line behaviours, providing courageous, accountable and honest leadership, doing the right things in the right way, working as a unified, proactive, dynamic team through elected members and staff working together, better communication with the community and improved listening, and showing our pride in the town of Port Hedland achievements and supporting our whole team. Elected members can continue this commitment to excellence, respect, courage and accountability and communication for the remainder of our terms. The community needs us to do this if we are to have the best outcomes at council. As I have said, it's the people of Hedland that make it great. Port Hedland has the opportunity to lead the state in reconciliation and improved community outcomes. It won't happen unless we make it happen. This is something the town of Port Hedland with the community can do. Not by words or by meetings, but by actions, with real, hurting, needy people. The buildings and infrastructure aren't what will make the changes that are required. It will take hard work by people and a fair degree of love. A love that says, I love you too much not to have you going to school. A love that says, whatever the wrongs of the past, we must take action against the wrongs we are seeing today. A love that says, this is not okay. Let's work together to make it right. Much of our community is broken. Sit at the shops in South Hedland on a Thursday night and tell me it's not. The prevalence of young children on the street demonstrates the lack of safety and care in the home and shows the generational problems in progress. Fetal alcohol syndrome, dysfunction, crime, hopelessness. Are these words we want used to describe our community? Let's make our next major project be to tackle this. It will be an investment that pays us back tenfold in great families, protected children, strong culture and community, and less jail. Countless research shows that people-focused programs work. The contribution of Port Hedland to the state of Western Australia can be more than iron ore shipment statistics. Our contribution can be a legacy of improved community outcomes. Community leaders from across the state can come here to work with our people to learn how lives are being changed and hope is being restored. The most vulnerable in our community will not be forgotten. They will assist Hedland in developing the diversification that's so desperately needed, as they are supported and nurtured to be confident, contributing members of our community. And if we're visioning major projects that will make a difference, it is education, health and community safety that are raised again and again. Let's not get distracted by state funding and big buildings. Let's focus on what our community needs and what will make our difference, well, and what will make a difference in the lives of individuals today. It has been an honour to be an elected member of the Town of Port Hedland. I thank staff and fellow councillors for your support and wish you all the best in the challenging and rewarding tasks ahead. While in Perth, I will continue to advocate for the Pilbara region and be somewhat of an ambassador for the Town of Port Hedland. And I even have the hat. So whether I'm in elected office or not, I will continue to work for the betterment of our community and the world in which we live. Thank you, Deputy Mayor.
Councillor Taylor, I am sure that the town will formally acknowledge your service and contribution as an elected member to the community. But just a few words in response to your very, very moving and passionate resignation announcement. You know, your time as an elected member reflects your passion, your awareness, and your compassion for the community that you live in. And I think that we at the elected member level, and indeed I take the liberty to speak on behalf of the administration as well here, is your insight and your diligence and your attention to details in your role as an elected member has been very widely received and acknowledged as something that has contributed to the strength and leadership and better management of council in general. So, brief as it may be, I thank you for your servitude and for the time that you've committed to the town, and indeed on behalf of the elected members, I wish you and your family, and in particular your kids, I know that there are a few things in your family that you need to sort out, so we wish you nothing but good things and certainly happiness in your time in Perth, and we look forward to you being an ambassador for the town, because I don't believe that we can entrust that role to too many more passionate or more committed people than yourself. So on behalf of the elected members and the administration, I thank you for your service as an elected member.
Thank you.
Sia, did you have any words, or we will?
Well, only to thank Councillor Taylor for her involvement and professionalism, and I know how much work you've put into studying some of the background of some of the agenda items. Drove us mad sometimes, but but that was a sign of I think it means hard work and diligence, and so that's you know, your input will certainly be missed, but we hope you and your family move on to your next chapter of life in Perth and really enjoy that, and again hoping that you and your family enjoy good health as much as anything. So good luck into the future.
Thank you. All right, Councillor Butson.
Yes, I attended with a couple of councillors the Yalinta tour out on the mine site, and then attended a dinner afterwards at the Esplanade, which was very informative. I attended the sundowner for the Esplanade Hotel for their Christmas events, and I also attended the Northwest Festival on Saturday, or the whole weekend, which was very well organised. It was a really good concert.
Fantastic. Well, councillors, thank you very much for your contributions over the past month to the community, and we'll move on to it's a pretty hard act to follow, Penny, your resignation. But we'll move on to another recognisable event that happened, and this was something that I'm very happy to announce, that while we were at the Walga Convention in Perth, one of our elected members, Councillor Gillingham, received a Walga Honours Award for merit of servitude to the community. Councillor Gillingham has had 9 years of service to the town of Port Hedland as an elected member, and far many, many, many more years as a community member in the town. So I would love to represent Councillor Gillingham, and I believe we will have a photo as well, if that's
okay.
So if we move over here, I will formally represent you with the merit award you received in Perth.
Okay.
And formally thank you.
Thank you.
For
very
your
much.
9 years of service to the town.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
just say thank you, everybody. As I mentioned throughout the newspaper, because they interviewed me, I felt as if I wanted to give something back to the community back in 2005, so put my hand up for council, and I was quite surprised that I actually got voted in. It was just quite an honour. But I just wanted to give something back to the town, because I've been so happy that my children had an opportunity to forward their education and just become good living citizens by living in a town like Port Hedland. And you don't have to go to the city to have a lot of things that you need in the city, but you can have them up here as well. Thank you very much.
So there we are, councillors, something to aspire to, not long for some. Georgia. Okay, and some more good feel stories. We're all about good feel stories this week. 10.2, we're moving on to Mr. Joseph Moore's handover of this original tea, silver tea set. Now, this silver tea set was presented here a couple of weeks ago. We received we had relatives of Mr. Joseph Moore, who is famously known as the King of Port Hedland, and who was also one of the town's first community leaders and pioneer. He's now buried in the old Port Hedland Cemetery, and his relatives, in fact, the great-granddaughter, Ros Sutton, and her husband, Ken Sutton, Peter Sutton, sorry, donated this tea set back to the town. And the tea set actually has engraved on it. It was a tea set that was presented to Joseph Moore for his service to the town of Port Hedland. So there is some very, there's very good history around this, and the mayor has promised that we will recognise that history by displaying the tea set in a nice case at the library, so that everyone can enjoy its significance. So we thank the Suttons for their gift back to the town, and I'm sure this will have significant value, significant place in the library at the South Hedland Library. So thank you very much to the Suttons. And we have responded, haven't we, to the town will respond with the letter.
Well, if we haven't, we will.
Yes, that's fine. Good. All right, so we move on to 10.3, another good feel-good story. The rates incentive draw. So here in this box, I will be the barrel girl, are all of those wonderful applicants that filled in the rates incentive program. So I'm about to bust the barrel so that you know that this was sealed by Price Waterhouse, not. Okay, we might need scissors. That's it. Come on, guys, don't just. Yes, so what we have to do today is we're going to draw out five names. So I'll walk around to all the elected members to draw out five names. And they will be listed as the winners. And then on top of that, we will draw up five backups in case those winners may not be eligible, or they may not be for some other reason here. So, my goodness, I could need that. I have.
Where's your bin?
Where's your bin?
Do you want to dive in, or shall we put it in? Dive in.
It's still random.
I'll just give it a bit of a fluff. I'll put George's name back in.
All right.
Drive in. And first name out. Name acting mayor is.
You may read that out.
Graham and Anna Slater.
Oh, hey. Red Bank.
Oh, Red Bank.
Fantastic.
That one here, that one ever you.
Hmm?
Ever you.
Yes.
Shale Kupta from Kennedy Street, South Hedland.
Fantastic.
Good one. Jason Carey from Red Bank Road. Red Bank as well.
Wow, Red Bank.
Two Red Bank.
Councillor Taylor, and you're just about final act. Draw the winning ticket.
Councillor
Raylan Chadwick.
Oh, that's a beautiful
thing. There you go. Fantastic. Raylan will be very pleased.
And Karen Thompson.
Okay. It's otherwise known as Hollywood Thompson. Hollywood Thompson. If you could all just pick one each, and we don't need to read these ones out. We'll just hold them.
You need to write them.
Oh, you need to write them.
You can read them out.
You can read them out.
S and L Humphreys.
So that was it. You put a number six on that. Or is it tall? Maybe we'll give that to Jan to pronounce.
Someone here in 5 minutes.
There's
been 23 drawers.
Nick Molden.
Only 5 drawers.
Oh, same again. Fabulous. There you go. That was the one I said that you should pronounce.
Oh, really?
So you got the same name.
Lucky last is Leslie Pitt from South Island. Good old Leslie.
Right. So we have the two names there. Are we happy with that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Councillor, for your help and assistance there. Okay, before we move on, we shall read a small disclaimer stating that members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on Council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the Town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Okay, we move on to page 12. Item 11, reports of officers. 11.1, Planning and Development Services. 11.1.1, Proposed Road Dedication Great Northern Highway Realignment Project with the recommendation on that page. Are there any points of clarification?
No points of clarification.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Seconded? Councillor Gillingham. Thank you. Oh, no. Those against?
Quick meeting.
None against? 6-0. Thank you.
Well
done. Move on to page 21, 11.1.2, proposed local development. Plans for lot 3030 Hamilton Road, South Headland. With the officer's recommendation on the same page, are there any points of clarification?
Madam Presiding Member, there are a couple of tweaks that have been made, which are highlighted in yellow.
Right, so councillors could draw their attention to the tweaks highlighted by yellow at 3.3 and 0.4. So can you explain the tweaks to us,
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
The tweaks really are making sure they reference the right section of the planning plan, which is item four,
mm-hmm.
And reflecting the reflecting the right section now from 21 days to 14 days, and item five doesn't need to be adopted as a local planning policy. It can be a standalone local development plan.
So, with those tweaks, are councillors happy to? Are there any points of clarification?
Yes.
Councillor.
With this item, I'd just like to know: does the drains actually go query off to South Creek on the plans?
Thank you. I'll just
for
refer
flooding
to the CEO. We will refer it on to
the director. So just for clarification, Councillor Button, you're asking if the stormwater
drainage. Yep.
Where
does it go off? Page 31. Does that actually go off into South West Creek? If there's any flooding or
Hamilton Road.
Uh, along the railway line.
The proposed development will use the existing drainage system, which is a creek runs through the middle of the property, and it does potentially end up in South West Group.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Director. Any more points of clarification? Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Seconder? Thank you, Councillor Millingham. Those against? Move 6-0. Moving to page 35, 11.1.3, proposed initiation of scheme amendment number 72 to the Town of Port Hedland local, Town of Port Hedland planning scheme number 5, with the officer's recommendation listed below. Do I have any points of clarification? Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Councillor Gillingham? Thank you.
I'm happy to second that, yes.
Those against? Move 6-0. Move to page 40, item 11.1.4, proposed initiation of scheme amendment number 73 to the Town of Port Hedland Town Planning Scheme number 5, with the officer's recommendation as stated on that page. Are there any points of clarification? Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Seconder. Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Those against? Move 6-0. Page 45, item 11.1.5, delegated planning, building and environmental health approvals and orders for July 2014, with the delegated planning approvals listed for July there in the following pages. Are there any points of clarification?
No.
Thank you. So moved by Councillor Taylor. Seconded Councillor Hunt. Those against? 6-0 is the count. Moving to page 46, item 11.1.6, review of the time-limited parking arrangements in Port Hedland CBD. I believe that we have an alternative.
Through you, Madam Chair, there's a couple of us.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to declare that I have an interest, a financial interest, in that I have, I'm employed by one of the businesses that are in the affected area.
Is that a funny? Yes.
Councillor.
Okay, so Councillor Hunt has declared a financial interest, and she will.
Sorry,
are there any other conflicts of interest? Thank you. Thanks, Emma. Right, so we will consider the matter now. There are some amendments haven't been made to this recommendation, so if we...
Through you, Madam Chair, it's parts 4 and 5, and my understanding this has been brought about because of some queries raised about the longer term parking for uses such as visitors to town and people attending tours from town. So we're just suggesting that we wouldn't implement the timed parking until the 1st of November, and that would give us an opportunity to liaise with the businesses and the public about why this is happening, and also to identify where there is untimed parking available within the West End precinct.
Thank you. So are there any points of clarification relating to the amendments highlighted in yellow?
I do have a question.
Sure.
Please.
Councillor Taylor?
I was wondering what the... given this was done in 2010, the initial sort of study, what the feedback is on putting the 1 hour. Is there any more recent feedback in the consultation for putting this, implementing the paid parking arrangement or the timed parking arrangement?
Sure, I might move that over to the Director of Planning.
So through the Chair, my understanding is there's been some discussions with local businesses. However, there's still an interest in relation to some businesses are still supporting time limited car parking, but other businesses do want to have a free rein, I guess, in relation to car parking. I believe that may be a self-interest in relation to owning employers parking close to where they work. But I guess through the point 5 in relation to the community consultation, the business consultation, we can hopefully educate the business and the community about what we're trying to do with the parking maintenance in the area.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So are there any more points of clarification? Thank you, Councillor Gillingham, seconder. Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Those against? Let the record reflect 5-0. And can somebody please bring Councillor Hunt back in? Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Just so to, for your information, there has been an addition to an alternative recommendation adding points 4 and 5 as highlighted here on the screen, to which there's been a mover and a seconder, and the motion is passed 5-0. Okay, page 59. Item 11.1.7, trading in public places. Additional vendor application with the recommendation as listed below. Are there any points of clarification?
Can I move it?
I do have a point of clarification, if I may. I just had a question that I'd like to... I don't know if the officer is here, but... This is an Indian food ban, which love Indian, but I also am very conscious that there's a new Indian curry restaurant just opened in South Headland. I'm concerned as to the mobility of this ban and the lack of expenses of this ban compared to that person who's just signed a lease for a very large, I'm aware of the lease amount that he's signed. So I just had a question as to whether this van would be restricted in trading hours, or just as per normal, the trading hours are for a cat throw. Director, would that be?
So through the chair, that's why I said that it's consistent with our current policy.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, the approval that we're recommending is till the end of the next financial year, or till the end of 30th of June 2015. In the meantime, our environment health officers are reviewing the policy. And that's coming back to council for a workshop, and hopefully that gives council a bit more direction in relation to how do we weigh up existing businesses and promoting existing businesses versus, I guess, vendors coming to town. So I think that's a part of the broader discussion, and I believe that's going to be including all other existing vendors as well. So I'd be recommending council to maintain it the way it is at the moment, with reviewing the policy for the next round of leases.
Thank you very much, Director. All right, are there any other points of clarification? All right, I just need a mover to that motion.
I'm happy to move.
Thank you, Councillor Gillingham, seconder. Thanks, Councillor Dikash. Those against? Let the record reflect 6-0. Okay, page 61. Councillors, I would highlight that this next item requires an absolute majority vote. And it is item 11.1.8, request for commitment to funding for the Spoorbank Marina Precinct development, with the officer's recommendation listed on that same page. Are there any points of clarification?
No points of clarification, so moved.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Seconded?
Yes, I'm happy.
Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Those against? Let the record reflect 6-0. Okay, we move to page 71. And that is engineering services. There are nil items listed for engineering. I'm assuming that they're not too busy out in engineering at the moment. So we'll move on to page 72, 11.3, community development. 11.3.1, Port Hedland Waterfront Place Plan, consideration of public submissions and adoption of plan. And I believe that there is also an alternative recommendation for this item. So have we got that highlighted? Yes, we do. So councillors, if you'd like to review what's on the screen there has been items 3, 4 and 5 added to that recommendation. And if you are happy with that, we'll need a mover for that motion, that recommendation.
Oh, I'm not.
Sorry, are there any points of clarification?
I have an alternative or a rewording of...
Sure, Councillor Hunt.
Number three, it says, require any reference to park names that do not represent the actual park name, reserve name to be corrected. I would like that to be amended to be removed to be decided at a later date rather than corrected, because what are you correcting it to?
Mm-hmm. So do we have a point of clarification on that? Should I refer that to the Director of Planning as well? Oh, Director of Community Services, sorry.
No, there's no clarification, it's fine.
So to read the word removed rather than corrected.
Yes. I may need to contact you to get Councillor for the incorrect names.
There are no names.
Okay.
It's an area that's... Sorry.
I'm sorry. Yes. Councillor.
As far as I know, this is an area to be developed and no names have been put forward to the councillors yet to be amended, corrected or put into the document.
So are we...
Are we able to change the name to be corrected to be removed rather than corrected, or do we remove the whole item, point three?
Well,
through the chair, I can contact Hill as well and have them do exactly that, to remove any name references.
Yeah.
So where we know parks have formal names, they will still be included. Where areas do not have names, they'll be unnamed.
Yes.
This is the spoil bank, which has no named areas other than the yacht club.
Mm-hmm.
So there are no names down there.
So references to those names should be removed. Happy with that?
Yes.
So what you want the word corrected to come out to be replaced by removed?
Yes.
That's the only change you want, Councillor Hunt?
Yes.
Fine. Okay,
yes.
So with that, you're happy to move the amended motion?
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Seconded?
Hasn't been changed.
Down
it's up
right.
It's at the top.
Oh, I see.
So now it's different, because it's different to the amended recommendations.
Oh, okay.
This way.
All right, on this side.
Yeah.
Fine, okay. Seconded? Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Those against? All right, the motion is passed 6-0. Right, page 76, 11.4, Corporate Services, 11.4.1, Financial Report to the Council for the period ending 30th of June 2014, with the officer's recommendation listed below. Are there any points of clarification? Yes, Councillor Hunt.
On page 76, it is noted on page 7 that the audit is due to commence on the 8th of the 9th, 2014, and be presented to Council at September meeting. Is this sufficient time to prepare and finalise any queries that the auditor may request?
I will direct that to the Director of Corporate Services.
Through the Chair, the audit is planned to be on site for 8th of September. It should be adequate time either during the course of the audit or in the days following for any queries to be resolved. Any wrap-up audit issues really shouldn't take longer than a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Any more? So I need a mover for the item. Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Those against? Motion's passed 6-0. Page 79, item 11.4.2, request to lease to play and learn WA Proprietary Limited, with the officer's recommendation listed below there. Are there any points of clarification?
No points in
it. Thank you, Councillor Taylor. We have a mover and Councillor Taylor. Yes, seconded by Councillor Hunt. Those against? Page 83, 11.4.3, request to lease NextGen Networks Proprietary Limited, with the officer's recommendation listed below. Are there any points of clarification?
No points.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Move on. Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Seconded. Those against? Recommendation is passed, 6-0. Page 89, item 11.4.4, Strategic Community Plan, a two-yearly desktop review with the officer's recommendation listed below. Are there any points of clarification?
No points of clarification.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Gillingham. Those against? Passed 6-0. Page 93, 11.4.5, Making of Town of Port Hedland Standing Orders, Local Law 2014. And I would remind the councillors that we need an absolute majority vote on this item as well. Are there any points of clarification?
No points of clarification.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Hunt. And seconded by Councillor Taylor. Those against? Let the records reflect. 6-0. Okay, we move to page 100 it is, my apologies. And it is item 11.4.6, Occupational Health and Safety Matter. With the officer's recommendation that council adopts the Town of Port Hedland Occupational Health and Safety Policy as attached there, do I have any points of clarification?
Yes.
Yes, Councillor.
On page 100, mm-hmm. you indicate the cost of implementation of the policy has been factored into the 14-15 budget. What is the amount and funding?
I will redirect that to the Director of Corporate Services.
So, through you, Madam Chair, we allocate an amount to occupational health and safety each year, but the policy itself doesn't actually cost anything to implement. That's internal resources in terms of rolling it out, and this is really about incorporating a safety culture into the way we do business.
Thank you, Director. Any more questions, Councillor Butson?
No, thank you.
No worries. Any more points of clarification? Do I have a mover then, please? Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Those against? Let the record reflect 6-0. Moving now to page 103. Item 11.5, Office of the CEO. There seems to be nothing happening in the Office of the CEO either. So we'll move on to item 12, late items as permitted by the presiding member. And yes, there is one. 12.1. The Marina Waterfront Development, there's the terms of reference for us to consider. Have all the councillors got the lead on? Yes. Are there any points of clarification?
We'll seek to endorse the consideration of the lead agenda.
Sure. I need councillors to seek to endorse the consideration of this item. So may I have a mover to consider the item?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Councillor Hunt. And seconded by Councillor Taylor. Those against? Let the record reflect 6-0. So we'll move on to the late item 12.1. Are there any points of clarification?
Yes, please.
Yes.
The size of the reference group seems to be quite large with all elected members. Representatives from however many groups that is, what's that, 9 groups plus 6 community members. That's an awful lot of people in a community reference group. So I'm just wondering how, with people with more experience with working with these groups, how such a large group, how effective are the meetings?
I'll refer that to the director. To the CEO, sorry.
Through you, Madam Chair. Because of this particular item and the interest in it, it was determined that there should be a reasonable cross-section of the community, and it is quite a large number of people to bring into a reference group. We may find as we start working through the issues that perhaps that might be broken down into a couple of different working groups within that major group, and if it becomes unwieldy, I think the council will need to make a determination if it's workable or not. So at this stage, we're suggesting we want good cross-representation. There are some key stakeholders, and we think we need to have a sufficient number of community members to participate. And because of the significance of the project, we've suggested that all elected members participate.
So are there any further points of clarification? Are you happy with that, Councillor Taylor?
Yes, thank you.
Any other points of clarification?
All points are moot.
Thank you, Councillor De Cash.
Second.
Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Those against? The motion is passed 6-0. Okay, item 13, reports of committees. There are nil. Item 14, motions of which previous notice has been given. There are nil also. Item 15, confidential items. There is one. Item 15.1, Marquee Park contract settlement. Do I need a motion to move into confidence? Yes, thank you, Councillor Gillingham, and seconded Councillor De Cash to move into confidential. May I ask everyone to vacate? Step move out of confidence. Thank you, Councillor De Cash. Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Okay, item 16. Applications for leave of absence. Councillor De Cash.
Yes, Madam Chair. From the 23rd of 9/14 to the 2nd of the 10th.
Thank you. Councillor Gillingham.
Yes, through the Chair, Deputy Chair. I'm in town, but I'm just going to take leave of absence from the 9th of September to the 17th, only because of the Pilbara Music Festival and music exams. But I will be in town, and I may be able to attend some functions. So the 9th to the 17th.
Thank you, Councillor Gillingham. Councillor Hunt?
Yes, from the 30th of the 8th to the 7th of the 9th.
Thank you. Councillor Taylor?
No.
Councillor Butson? No. Thank you. And yes, I have, will have a leave of application, absence from the 12th of September to the 12th of October. So may I have somebody to move those leaves of absence? Thank you, Councillor De Cash, seconded by Councillor Gillingham. Those against? Let the record reflect 6-0. Item 7, sorry. Oh, okay. All right, so before we move on to item 17, we have a formal letter of resignation from Councillor Taylor. So I will just table Councillor Taylor's letter of resignation by reading it. Dear Mal, in accordance with Section 2.31 of the Local Government Act 1995, I hereby resign from my position of councillor on the Town of Port Hedland Council. I thank everyone for their support during my time with the Town of Port Hedland, and it was a pleasure working with you all. Yours sincerely, Councillor Penny Taylor. P.S. Thank you for having me. That was not part of it. So the letter of resignation is tabled. Item 17, closure. 17.1, date of the next meeting of the Ordinary Council meeting. Ordinary Council of the next Ordinary Meeting of Council will be held on Wednesday, the 24th of September 2014, commencing at 5:30 p.m. with the public agenda briefing being held on the 17th of September, commencing at 3:30 p.m. 7.2, closure. With there being no further business, I declare the meeting closed at 6:27. And thank councillors and administration for their wonderful effort tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam
Chair. Just before elected members leave, or before I leave the table, at September, we're only going to have 5 elected members present. So when we construct the agenda and get that information out, people can look at that pretty quickly and let us know of any declarations of interest. And we'll also need to consider any absolute majority decisions. So if there are any that really need to go through in that particular meeting, we'll certainly need to seek department or ministerial consent.
Could you bring that meeting forward at all?
Well, that would require a resolution of council to bring it forward. We've advertised those dates.
Same as I'll be here until the 23rd. If you bring back a week or a few days, I don't know how the system works through a chair.
I think.
Look,
it's always possible to do that. Given that we won't be that long before we have a quorum, if there are issues, perhaps we need to then reconvene a special council meeting if anything needs to be done between the September meeting and the October meeting. If we can't get support from the department. So that's, I guess what I'm saying, it's important that elected members let us know if they've got declarations of interest at the earliest opportunity, and we can seek the support of the department or the minister for reduced quorums, reduced absolute majority decisions if appropriate. If we can't get those in time, then we'll have to carry that business over and consider it when we have sufficient numbers of elected members.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
I try.
Right.
Yeah, very good.